March 26, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup for this program, along with relevant links, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links usually associated with or somewhat compatible with the ideas of the guests for that particular day. There's also a link on my homepage for ZCF's book, which is called Masters of Deception. People have waited for this book. It is free to download. It is a PDF file, and I'm sure that you will appreciate his efforts and his work. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1 at yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is David Straker. His name is spelled S-T-R-A-K-E-R. His website is changingminds.com. All one word, changingminds.org. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm very well. And you?
Yeah, it's good. It's very snowy here in Britain, but it's nice to be in a nice warm room and talking with you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I have always been interested in psychopathic personalities. Well, not always, but just since becoming aware that there was so much of the percentage of the population, at least 4 to 5%, who are psychopathic. And typically we think that all of those people are locked up in some prison somewhere and that we don't have to worry about them. But I have discovered recently that this is absolutely not true, that we may have psychopathic personalities in our family. They may be our neighbors, they may be somebody that we work for or work with, and I've had on the program before Thomas Sheridan, who wrote Puzzling People, The Labyrinth of the Psychopath, and I also have the book by Martha Stout, The Sociopath Next Door. So those kinds of personalities intrigue me.
Yeah, they are. They're absolutely fascinating, and it's part of the spectrum of human behavior, and perhaps an indication of our complexity and maybe where some of the things just go wrong.
Right. I've looked at, is it Robert Hare? His checklist of a psychopathic personality. I think Hare, H-A-R-E, his first name Robert? It slipped in my mind here.
Yep, Robert Hare.
Yes. But anyway, he has this checklist. And, of course, we shouldn't just, sit back and think about a particular person and then go over this checklist and say, yep, he's that way, or yep, he's a pathological liar for sure. He must be a psychopath. But I think that it is kind of by nature, we want to assign people into a particular group, and that probably isn't fair, but I'm hoping that you can discuss some of the personality traits, and particularly where it concerns personal relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's certainly there's no black and white about it. It's a spectrum. To some extent, we could say we're all psychopaths in a little bit way, in that we have our own interests that we work on. We're not always nice to other people.
Right. David, I'm sorry, we do need to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure. For
or get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is David Straker. That is S-T-R-A-K-E-R. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, you are. That's right.
Okay, and your website is changingminds.org. And just before the break, you were saying that each of us, in a small way, may have some psychopathic characteristics.
Yeah, if you view it as the whole of humanity as a spectrum from zero, that, you know, maybe someone, there's someone somewhere who has no tendency at all, up to someone who has, that is, right at the far end. What people we call psychopaths are people who are towards the high end. But most of us are so low down that, because you could look at the list of characteristics of a psychopath and go, well, I do that a little bit of that sometimes. So, you know, for example, psychopaths have a high need for control. Everybody has a need for control. It's a fundamental human need. Psychopaths are just higher.
Okay, and do they want to control their environment, all of the people that are within their environment?
Typically, yes. They have such a high need to control. They like to control things everywhere. And certainly the typical psychopath gets a certain amount of pleasure from controlling people. It becomes an end in itself. In the way that perhaps a miser just wants money, owning the money makes the miser happy, not doing anything with it, just owning it. And so a psychopath, in perhaps the similar sort of way, just controlling people is pleasurable.
Now, do psychopaths look for people who are vulnerable and easier to control?
Yes, to some extent. There's two kind of and I think that psychopaths will do. One is they will look for people to who are just easy to control. But what they will also do, particularly in business, they will look for people who can get them things. So they actually go up the chain. They're often very charming. They seem like nice people when you first meet them. They seem very energetic and engaging. You think, what a lovely person, which is how they get into business. And they will, within a business, and also within their lives, in other parts of their lives, they will kind of focus on people who can get them things. So what do I want? You know, I want to be able, for example, from this business to be able to embezzle funds. So who do I need to get, you know, to get me to that position where I can get those funds? And they'll look for, often for people in positions of power, people with particular influence, people who have access to things that they want.
Okay. What about in personal relationships? Say, for instance, if you're a male and you're looking for a female victim, what would you be looking for?
Well, first of all, victim is probably a good word, because you're not looking for partnership or for a friend that you can share things with. You're somebody who, looking for someone who can give you things, and you know, male, female, guess what? One of the things you can look for is sex. So you look for somebody who you think it's going to be, you're going to have a good sexual relationship with. You look for somebody you think you can control. You might also, this doesn't mean to say you're going to look for somebody who is completely vulnerable and it's easy to control. Psychopaths enjoy a challenge, and so it can be anybody. Often the people that psychopaths con, and they do make very good confidence tricksters, are ordinary people who you wouldn't think are that liable. And, you know, part of the pleasure the psychopath gets is in the control. You know, just like any of us enjoy a challenge, and we like achieving challenges that, you know, we thought would be quite difficult, psychopaths the same.
With this challenging aspect, would a male, for instance, target a married woman just for that challenge?
Might well do, certainly. Yeah, they, you know, a married woman who, and there can be something of the, you know, almost the cuckolding thing of, you know, taking somebody else's wife. So he's controlling not the woman, not just the woman, but her husband as well.
Interesting. Well, I do know of a family. It's very interesting, but the woman was married to someone else at the time, and just had a casual relationship with the person, with the perpetrator, I'll call him the perpetrator, had a casual relationship with the perpetrator through the woman's children, the couple's children. Mm-hmm. And at the time, the perpetrator was actually involved with another married woman.
Yep, quite possible.
Is that typical?
Yeah, it sounds perfectly normal. The thing to remember with psychopaths is that they don't follow social rules. You know, there are rules that, you know, that say, you know, in our society, no matter what evolution might point us at, we have social rules that say one partner at a time. You know, so multiple partners, most of us look down on and say that's not a very good thing to do. Psychopath doesn't care about that.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Another characteristic that I noted is that the perpetrator is a pathological liar. And when he first came into contact with the target, he told her all kinds of outrageous lies, building himself up, talking about the college that he graduated from, and just really making himself out to be somebody, more enhanced than he certainly was. Now, is pathological lying a part of their behavior?
Can easily be, because part of the reason that they do it is if you take the control as a fundamental attribute of a psychopath, then by lying and getting away with lying, they are demonstrating control. There's also a point at which there's a question as to whether somebody is a psychopath or a narcissist or even a Machiavellian, because those three characters, which are slightly different, are called the Dark Triad, and all of them are antisocial. But they're slightly different. So the psychopathic personality has a particular focus on control. The narcissistic personality has a particular focus on identity. They want to feel wonderful. They want people to tell them they're wonderful. Psychopaths know they're wonderful. You know, they know they're superior. They don't need people to tell them. They tell themselves and they believe it. Whereas a Machiavellian just does whatever they need to get what they want, so the end justifies the means. All of them will break social rules, and that's perhaps the defining characteristic of the Dark Triad, because society is based on everybody within the society following social rules. You know, if you can live with a person, you can turn your back on a person without them attacking you, then that's what makes society work. You know, imagine it was somewhere where you just couldn't trust anybody, where you turn your back and they might be stealing from you, they might attack from you. You know, it would be a very difficult kind of society. And if everybody's like that, it wouldn't be a society. It'd be anarchy.
Right.
And so we need those rules in order to live together, and particularly when with the degree of population there is in the world now, there's not the space. So living in cities are places where you've got to be able to walk down the street and not be scared of that the person, you know, anybody's going to, you know, be breaking into your place or attacking you or robbing you. And the reason that happens is because people follow social rules.
But psychopaths don't do that.
They do so only in order to deceive. They don't care about the rules, because the rules are basically there to help us live together and to make sure that we don't hurt one another. Psychopaths basically look at people and see things. They don't see people, they see things to be controlled, to be used. But they know that, you know, if everybody finds out that they are a psychopath, then they'll be in trouble. So they take a fair amount of care to cover it all up. You know, because they don't want people to... Because when people tell one another that, hey, that guy is a psychopath, or he's antisocial in some way, then suddenly the psychopath's power and control starts to disappear.
All right. With regard to having relationships with married women, does a psychopath often feel any remorse or guilt, or are those feelings totally absent in their character?
Totally absent. No guilt, no remorse about anything they do. Doesn't matter how bad it is. Because bad is a construct that is put together by society. When we talk about something that's good and bad, what we really mean is breaking social rules. You know, it's like harming one another. You know, there's a base fundamental rule, don't hurt other people. And if you do hurt somebody else, that's bad. That's how we define what bad really means. For a psychopath, they don't think of it in terms of good and bad, because they don't really recognize the social rules only as being things that other people use, which you probably, you know, think, well, hey, they're weak. They consider it a weakness to follow rules that are for other people.
Right. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, David Straker. Stay tuned.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is David Straker. His website is changingminds.org. And you were talking about the psychopath that really does not feel any need to change or to repent because he doesn't feel like he has any flaws, that the rules are made for other people and that somehow he is so special that he doesn't have to follow those societal rules, right?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, it considers that that's something of an advantage. You probably feel quite smug about it, because those rules are other people follow them. But for him, they're just tools. He can use those rules against other people, getting them to do things. So he might use, just kind of like emotional blackmail. He'll say, "Oh, we're going to do this because it's the right thing to do, because it's helping other people." He will, but in doing so, will be helping himself. We're saying he here all the time because I think psychopaths are largely male. I don't know the exact proportion, but you can get female psychopaths as well.
Okay. Now, with their target, usually people have friends, they have relatives, and what does a psychopath usually do in order to kind of prevent those friends and relatives from giving support to his target?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the things they do is they will isolate the person. This is actually something that cults do, which can sometimes be led by psychopaths. But they will take the person and they will separate them from everybody else by various means. They will you can do it physically, taking them away somewhere. Another way of separation is to spread lies. And for example, I might say to you that I was talking with one of your friends or somebody who calls themselves a friend to you, but they said that you are actually are a really evil and nasty person, and you're really unkind, and I should watch out for you. So perhaps you shouldn't talk to them again, because, you know, this being, they talk about you behind your back all the time. You just listen to the things they say.
Does he do this, for instance, with all friends? Does he just build up a checklist of the things that are wrong with the family or with friends in order to turn his victim against these people?
That's one of the tools that he can use. But he can also charm the friends as well. You know, if that's one of the typical skills of the psychopath. You know, although there's a range of skills. If the psychopath is smart enough, that's the sort of things they do. Because at the other end of the spectrum, psychopaths who lack intelligence are just thugs. And the prison are full of thugs. I think there's something like 20% of prison population have psychopathic tendencies to some degree.
So the smarter ones kind of avoid getting caught for their criminality then.
That's right. Yeah. And they often get into business, and they often get very successful in business. Because a typical business environment, it's results that count, not necessarily how you get them. And so they will manipulate other people in order to get the results, in order to look good, in order to do well in the business. And if they could get away with defrauding the business, they would. But they might decide it's actually going to be more in their interest to keep going and just get a higher salary.
Okay. I had a question here, but I can't remember what it was. But in this isolation, as long as the friends and relatives are kind of follow along with his charm, and they think he's wonderful, and they feel that, you know, he's kind of annoying at times because of the yelling and whatnot that he does. But as long as those people tolerate this, then he will keep them in their sphere of friendship and influence. But then, if the people begin to discover that he's a real scoundrel, then is that the time that he would ostracize them from the target?
Yeah, absolutely. If a psychopath believes that you're a threat, they will, again, do most things to turn other people against you. They can become very nasty to you personally when they meet you, and then be very nice in environments, so that when you tell people, hey, this guy's really horrible, and they go, nah, he's a really nice guy, I can't believe you'd say such a thing about him. He will tell all kinds of lies in order to separate you socially from other people and get you kicked out of the group.
Right. Now, we know that a lot of people use anger in order to control people in their environment. Is that typically what the psychopath will use to control, say, the wife and the children? Or is he going to manipulate them and exploit and create crises in order to control?
Yeah, the thing about anger is that anger is a loss of control. You know, so when I'm angry, I am losing control. I will do things when I am angry that I would not normally do, and maybe you as well, and maybe everybody else. You know, that's the nature of anger. So being angry is not something that a psychopath wants to do, or they might let things slip, etc. But they might fake anger, and that's something they can quite well do.
Very, very interesting. All righty. We are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is David Straker. His website is changingminds.org. Now, we were talking about anger, and you said that sometimes people can pretend to be angry. So are you saying that you can either use anger to control or you can be angry, and those are two entirely different things?
Yeah, very much so. There is two kind of states. There's hot and cold states. And anger is a hot state. It's a highly aroused state, whereas faked anger appears to be hot, but is actually cool. So the psychopath knows what they're doing when they're faking anger. Because typically, what happens is if I get angry with you, what I'm actually doing is provoking a very primitive response, which was first described in about 1922 by a guy called Cannon, which is the fight or flight reaction, or maybe fight, flight, or freeze. And so what I provoke you to do is either to fight back or to effectively run away, which is concede, to give in, to go, oh, sorry, beg your pardon, and so on. So psychopaths will try and... You can actually get people to either side. They're usually pretty good psychologists in that they'll be able to work out beforehand whether somebody is more likely to concede and run away as such or to fight back. And they'll be ready, whatever they do.
All righty. Now, there's a term, browbeating. Is a psychopath inclined to do a lot of browbeating and use interrogation methods on family members when they're trying to get information? Interrogation, I think, you know, if somebody wants to know something, they'll just simply ask you. But if somebody wants to impose their beliefs and their rules on you, they will interrogate you and intimidate you and browbeat you. Is that correct?
Yep, oh, absolutely. Yeah. And part of that is provoking particular emotions. So if I'm the psychopath and I'm talking, you know, I'm chatting you up and one of your family, you know, members comes along saying, hey, that guy looks a bit suspicious, I might, you know, take them aside. I might provoke guilt in them by going, look at what you're doing. You know, Deanna's having such a great time. Do you like enjoy making her unhappy then? Is that what you do? And things like that.
Okay. Now, with a psychopath, do they want to control their environment? For instance, a male. A male typically is not all that skilled at picking out all the furniture in a home. But if you're psychopathic, is that your tendency that you want to choose everything, that you want to make all of the decisions, including what pictures go on the wall, what art pieces go on the wall, what kind of furniture you have? Is that the kind of thing that a psychopath would take an interest in?
It would all be to a purpose. Rather than just wanting to put the pictures on the wall, they'd be wanting to put the pictures on the wall in order to demonstrate that they are able to influence things. So if you want to put the pictures on the wall, they would think, no, what can I do here? I can let Deanna put the pictures on the wall and act as if this is an act of generosity, and so that she'll now do something for me, so creating reciprocity. Or I could say, well, I think this time I will play dominant and I will deny her that right to put things on the wall, and I will choose something else that will be provocative and will demonstrate my source of power. Because when she accepts that I'm able to do that, then she is also accepting me as a powerful person, and I'll be able to influence her in other ways in the future.
All righty. Now, would a psychopath try to create a new family constellation? In other words, replace all of her family with his family, if he were the one that is a psychopath. Is that something that they would attempt to do?
They may well do if the psychopath knows that their family is under his control and influence is on his side. Then that's going to be a place of higher control than associating with her family, because sooner or later things start to unwind. Psychopaths typically don't stay with one person forever. They get bored easily. It's one of the characteristics. They like stimulation. They like something new. They like new conquests. So on that prove that they're still in charge. So associating and getting really connected with one family for any length of time, you know, why would the psychopath bother doing that? If maybe for the fun of it, but that's about it.
All righty. Now, in this particular family that I was mentioning, they had children, and the wife got custodial arrangements, full custody of the children, with visitation rights to the father, who is local. And the problem is that every time that the children would go to visit their father, then the perpetrator, the psychopath, the suspected psychopath, would treat the children very angry when they returned from this visit. Is that what a psychopath would do in order to isolate even further the children of his target?
So you're saying that he would wind the children up so they'd be angry with the mother?
No, he would be angry after they had visited their father. He would treat them really bad.
I see, yes. he could do, though the question would be why. See, the typical psychopath is pretty cool in most things, so there's always a reason for things they do. Most of us are sometimes thoughtful, sometimes we just react to things. Psychopath tends to be more deliberate. So I would ask, you know, why would they be doing that? So if it is to control, then that might be a reason. There's also, you know, as you said, anybody is a, if you like, there's two types of psychopath. There are clinical psychopaths who have been certified by a psychiatrist against, you know, specific criteria and so on. And there are, if you like, what is sometimes called sociopaths, which is not a clinical term, but they're people who tend towards the psychopathic characteristics and to all intents and purposes, whereas they haven't been to a psychiatrist, they would appear to most of us as being psychopathic.
All right. There's a term that I heard just recently called parental alienation. And what the stepfather might be trying to do is to turn the children against their biological father. And this perpetrator, also does a lot of criticism of the father based on a lot of myths and out-and-out lies.
Oh, yes, and yes.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Psychopaths will most definitely lie. And they will lie usually to gain something and sometimes just to show that they can, just because of the buzz it gives them of getting away with lying.
Are they? Do they have a tendency to use the law, like file a lot of lawsuits based on their attempts to intimidate or to control other people?
They may do. They may certainly use whatever is around them, from social rules to rules that which are built up in law. Because if you just think of somebody you knew sued you. You know, that's a pretty scary thing. You know, and you might well then go, oh, please don't do that. I'm really sorry that I upset you. And before long, you could be under their control.
Wow. All right, let's look at this list. One of the characteristics is a failure to accept responsibility for their own actions. And we talked just briefly about this before when I asked about whether they would have remorse or guilt, which a psychopath would not have any guilt or remorse and would always feel that he is right about something. So this failure to accept responsibility. For instance, that this psychopath borrowed something from a friend or family member and then lost it. Would the psychopath be willing to accept responsibility, or would he just, how would he react?
I'm generally unwilling to accept responsibility unless I gained something somehow. Might deny ever having it. Might accuse the person who is saying, hey, you lost my whatever, that, you know, what are you trying to do to me? And might talk to other people and going, hey, I've been accused of something I didn't do, and blow it up. You know, make a big thing of a small thing, hoping that people will try to play it down, in which case they can just drop it.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay, go on.
What about early childhood behavior? I think that probably, are psychopaths born, or are they nurtured, or does something happen within their family that creates their characteristics?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and that's the part of the nature versus nurture debate. And opinion on that has swung backwards and forwards. But the current direction is in behavioral genetics. We're actually getting down to identifying specific genes and that have specific effects on behavior. You know, so there's been talk about the angry gene, that people who have a predisposition towards anger have a certain genetic makeup. So is psychopathy genetic? I would say it is certainly quite possible. Could it be something that which is as a result of their upbringing in some way? Maybe. I would suspect that there's probably a bit of both in it. But something that, you know, I'm sure many people would know is that two people within the same family, and more than two people within the same family, two children within the same family, who are ostensibly brought up in a very similar way, can turn out very, very differently. You know, we talk about the black sheep of the family, for example. And, you know, one child can be very good and kind and work hard, and another may be very dissolute and take advantage of other people and be most unkind. And you, as parents can often worry about this and wonder about it. And while parental influence can be, certainly something that's important, it is far, far from everything. There's a lot that is that comes to the genes. And I saw something recently that basically said, by the time a person is 30 or so, there's very little in their behaviour which is a really strong influence from their parents. Most of it is through genetics.
All righty. In regard to this, and I think you probably just are they depraved or are they deprived? This is from one of the individuals in our chat room. And this person that I'm thinking of in this one family has low self-esteem. Is that typically something that that would drive a person to become psychopathic in order to build themselves up?
It could end then. It could get going that direction. I think what there is there is tendencies. We have tendencies towards things. So, you know, we might have a, you know, I might have psychopathic tendencies, but I might also conclude, because we also have free will, and I might conclude that those psychopathic tendencies, I don't want them. I don't think that route, following my tendencies, will help me. And the same way that somebody might be, have very, for example, very nervous or very timid tendencies, and they might think, no, I must be more assertive. So we have the genetic tendencies, and then we have conscious choice, and there are influences, things that can happen, can nudge us on those choices. So, for example, somebody who has psychopathic tendencies, who might end up, you know, or tend to end up that way, the things that happen to them, they might go, no, I mustn't be a psychopath because of, you know, it can be a single event to make the difference. Or they might decide, hey, you know, I'm going to do this because I feel it's the right thing for me to do.
Right. Now, somebody in the chat room said psychopaths get some kind of sick satisfaction out of hurting others. And I see that in this person that I'm thinking about, that seems to be the case. He really gets some sort of a sick satisfaction out of winning. He's got to win at all cost.
Yeah, absolutely. That's typical. That's also typical. See, we talk about the dark triad, and Machiavellian, who's not necessarily the same as psychopathic, though they can be overlap. You know, their basic principle is that the end justifies the means. They win at all costs. So yes, and, you know, as we're talking about this, you know, the psychopath, they may well do that. The only thing that perhaps they would do is, rather than being at all costs, they would take, you know, think, well, you know, I might beat this person, but will I, by beating the person, will I lose somewhere else? You know, will I lose the battle? So will I win this battle but lose the war? So, you know, if they're being more controlled about things, they won't necessarily win. In fact, they might strategically lose things in order to gain somewhere else.
For instance, they might want people to feel sorry for them.
Yep, that's certainly a form of manipulation that could be used.
For instance, if they would even lie about circumstances in order for people to feel sorry for them. Say, for instance, they might tell family or friends that, somebody in the family is terribly sick. And would they do that kind of thing to elicit sympathy?
Yep, absolutely. Anything that's going to work for them.
All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our wonderful guest today, David Straker.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is David Straker. His website is changingminds.org. Remember, we will take calls in the next hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. Now, I'm looking at Checkley's checklist, and this person indicates that, and you've also said this, that psychopaths need new challenges. Challenges, and that they don't necessarily stay with their target victim for any length of time, and that they they don't really form any real love and attachment. Now, this family that I'm kind of thinking of, the target initially recognized some of the idiosyncrasies in the perpetrator, and then after a while just seemed to go along with it, and now kind of just makes apologies for that behavior, and actually believes that the person is right, that the psychopath is right.
Yeah, that's an absolute classic indicator of a psychopath. You know, the level of control that they have is they can do things which are, you know, way off scale, and their victims are apologizing for them, making excuses for them. They believe they are absolutely right. Earlier today, I was watching a TV program about it was a confidence trickster who had conned a woman and her husband into paying for a condo in a holiday destination. And he basically strung them along, taking their money for this and money for that. And eventually he ran away with all their money. And they eventually found out that at the same time he'd been doing the same with a number of other couples. And you know, the woman was telling the story about him, that he was such a nice person. And even though she knew he had been conned, she kept saying, "He's such a nice person. He did this for us. He took us shopping. He paid for us to stay in the hotel. He was really neat. I can't believe he'd do that." And, you know, even when she knew, even when her money was gone, she was still apologizing for him.
My goodness. And would the target victim, would the victim also take the perpetrator's side against her own children?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of the psychopathic buzz of going, "Hey, I've got you now. You know, I can make you, you'd say, turn against the people you love. You know, you are mine." And it's scary that people can get that, people can do it, and also that people can actually fall into that kind of trap. And it's not necessarily, we said, vulnerable people. This can be ordinary, intelligent people like you and me. Yeah, it's just, you know, you have met people, and we've all met people, who are just so nice. And we think, what a lovely person this is. Yeah, I wouldn't be nice if they were my friend. And, you know, and then they are your friend. You think, this is great, and they're so kind to you. They say such nice things. You just cannot believe that they could be possibly in it.
Amazing. We are going to our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID and a word from our sponsors.